Well, they can expect to be treated with courtesy, and they can expect to be treated fairly. But you can expect to have your day in court, and if you're charged with a crime, you can expect to be held accountable for that. And if you have a divorce, you can expect that I'll try to be as sympathetic and share in your grief as much as possible. I just ache for anybody going through the problems that they have to go through to come to court. You know, some of the toughest decisions you have to make is in the domestic relations area when you're dealing with two good parents, and that's oftentimes what you have is two good parents that are going through their worst day when they're going through a divorce or going back for child custody modification, and it really comes down to what's best for that child. And you know, being a judge, you don't always see everybody's problems. There's occasionally times you get to see people in good times, or occasionally people you get to see people who are having a good day. And so if you come to my court, expect to be treated fairly and courteously, and you just need to understand that no matter how far away I seem by sitting up there on the bench, I appreciate the fact that you're there and you're resolving your disputes in an orderly and civilized fashion, and I'll do my best to serve you to the best of my ability.